先念《般若波罗蜜多心经》，你看这本小本的法本，中文的是在第十面。Hello.般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝，帕拉嘎帝，帕拉桑嘎帝，波提梭哈。现在我们来念诵功德本颂，就是今天要讲的。这部经《功德本颂》，如果你没有的话，你可以念英文的法本哦。英文的法本叫做《Foundation of All Good Qualities》，在英文的这个法本第137面，《功德本颂》，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主。如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道，修成法器随令顺利入诸乘中最熟胜金刚胜，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本， 宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，续补精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so before the class, we will do short meditation as usual.
好，我每次呢，阿仁不觉开始之前，我们都做一个简短的观修。
So I mentioned before, so try to sit, you know, in the meditation posture, you know, then look at your body postures, whether you are sitting correctly or not.
像我们开始我们的共修之前，我们先检查一下我们的坐姿，静坐的姿势是否正确。
Some echo? No. Can hear?
听得到吗？
啊？
Got echo.
I don't know. Somebody there. Dennis.Just now he was there and I didn't see.
Nobody upstairs. Did you just turn it on?
Just now Dennis was here. There's some echo sound. Tell.Dennis, I think he should know.
Testing.
Hello.
Okay. Now better.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Better. Yeah. Okay. Now. Okay. Okay. So we do short meditation, as I mentioned. So first, sit in seven posture, Bairochana posture. Try to sit that. Then after sitting, then you meditate whether you're sitting every posture correctly or not. Yeah.Then after that, after you finish that, you do breathing meditation, breathe in and out, then try to focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes without distraction, you know. So try to do that few minutes, yeah.
怎么静坐之前呢，我们先观察一下我们的坐姿是否符合七支比那遮勒符遮比那 毗那遮卢佛的坐姿七支坐法，然后呢我们就开始啊，做好了之后我们就开始我们的观修。观修之前我们先把我们的心定下来，我们就观察我们的呼吸，先观察我们的呼吸，呼入呼出几分钟。
So next, so in front of one space, so visualize the golden throne. On top of that lotus, on top of the lotus, Mundus. So on top of that, sitting the Buddha Shakyamuni. So try to visualize that.
现在呢，我们观想在我们的前方虚空中出现了一个狮子宝座。这狮子座上面呢，一个莲花座。在莲花座上面呢，就出现本师释迦牟尼佛。
Also try to visualize lively, no, not like statue, not like painting, but visualize lively, Buddha Shakyamuni present, right?
我们观想的这个本师释迦牟尼佛，观想的要观想的栩栩如生，好像生的真的就出现在我们面前一样，而不是一个图画或者是一个雕塑的。
So then, next one from Buddha Shakyamuni, the nectar rises, come out, enjoy yourself, then purify all our negative karma, obscuration of suffering, whatever we have, the thing that totally purified.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛的身体放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这大光芒和甘露呢，进入我们的身体，就净化了我们所有的业障，我们所有的苦痛，我们所有的一切烦恼。
So we chant the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So while we're chanting, so meditate like that. You know, totally purify that, feel bliss in the mind.
所以呢，我们接下来要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次。在我们念诵的时候呢，我们也做这样的观想，所以净化了我们所有的身心的业障，让我们感到平和。Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha.Aya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha.Ayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Ayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye
So this simple meditation is very helpful in our daily life. So if you do like that, then in daily life, even 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, the effort is purified, our negative karma, which is collected from body, speech, or mind, the effort is purified.
所以呢，刚才我们做的是非常一个简单的观修的方法，可是呢，对我们呢却非常有用、有利益。如果每天呢都能这样做，大概五分钟的话呢，我们就能够净化我们过去所积累的身口意的业障。
All right, I also mentioned, you know, reciting the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra one time about purified.The 40,000 years of negative karma is ever purified.
在佛经上呢，曾经记载，如果我们念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒一次的话，就能净化40,000劫的生死重罪。
Also like that, whenever you chant Buddha's name or mantra, you know that, whenever you say it, whenever you chant, so everybody purify the negative karma that collected from the speech. Everybody purify, so that kind of power. So in daily life, those are important, you know. Whenever free time, good to chant as much as possible.
在佛经上曾经讲过呢，如果我们念诵佛的洪名，任何一尊佛的洪名或者念他的心咒的话呢，我们都能够净化我们所积累的业障。所以呢，每天呢，如果我们可能的话呢，我们都要尽力的去啊念诵这些佛的洪名圣号。
Also same thing, that purification meditation also very very powerful. You know, I mean, depend how good concentration you have. So.Whatever we have difficult time, you know, like stress or anything we have in the mind. So think that, you know, nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni, then totally, you know, come out from, leave from your body like that. You know, then try to feel the bliss, happy in the mind. Meditate there like that. You do this, you know, with your good meditation. So really help, you know, to reduce this stress or,unhappiness or whatever we have, you know, that would reduce immediately, you know, if you do well, yeah.
所以呢，我们都应该尽力的去做这些。刚才讲到的是念诵啊，如果我们可以做配合我们的观想的话呢，比如说刚才观想本质是释迦牟尼佛，这样的观想法呢，就看我们能够定下来的能力哦，它就可以净化我们，达到净化的效果。特别是当我们在生活中遇到困难的时候，又是我们心里感到有一些困难、一些障碍的时候呢，我们可以这样的观想啊，本是释迦牟尼佛就出现在我们的前面呢，然后照刚才教的那个观想方法呢，然后去做一个净化的那个修行，很简短的修行，然后呢，不断的去串习，要养成一个好习惯哦。如果我们的定下来的心呢，真的能够静下来，然后真的有一些定力的话呢，我们就可以真的帮助到我们通过这样的观想修行方法，减轻我面对的压力，还有减少，就可以马上的减轻了我们的心里的不愉快的那种情绪。
Okay, your question, then ask one.
哎，大家有没有问题可以先问？问一道问题。
Anything you want to ask?
任何问题了。过去的开示的课、啊，你没有机会问啊，或者想要问没有机会问，都可以问。有没有问题？一个问题。不要不好意思，来。有问就有答。没问没答。来，谢谢安迪。
All your question is with her. All question is with her.
林伯切啊，我们哦，每天我们都被那个三苦啊所折磨哈、哦，那我们怎么办呢？要怎么对治它、哦？三苦啊，三苦折磨我们。
你讲那个佛教讲的三苦，苦苦、坏苦，还有变异苦是吗？你的三苦是指就佛教讲的那三苦？
三苦
啊，哪三苦？
苦苦坏苦行苦，苦苦坏苦行苦。
Andy has questions. We are under the influence, or rather under the torture, literally translation. Literal translation, the torture, the three kinds of sufferings. So how should we apply the antidote?To these three types of suffering, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, conditional suffering. So how should we apply antidote to these three types of suffering?
Antidote to three suffering.
Three types of suffering.
So go back to the labrum there, so upon this good quality. So, as he says, our life is like impermanent, like a water bubble. It will quickly decay and death comes, you know. So after the death, what will happen? Like following shadow to the body like that, or result black and white karma or Apollo, you know.
所以呢，我们可以从经典里面去去找答案。比如说，菩提道次第，或者这个功德本颂。这功德本颂呢，里面就讲到生命是非常短暂的，一下子就过去了。它是用生命飘摇，犹如水泡沫。像如果死生命来到死亡的阶段呢，他讲迅速即为死魔所摧毁。像死亡发生的时候，我们会发生什么事情呢？这时候呢，就要看我们生前所造的黑夜或者是白夜了。
So like that, so finding firm and definite conviction on this. You know, so I mean, as mentioned before, so very important. You know, so understand.Finding the conviction on the karma, you know.
所以呢，我们要对业果的道理呢，要这样的去思维分析，然后升起坚定不移的信解，这一点呢是非常重要的。
So, So, what kind of karma will get in the future? All this, all decided by our own action. You know, you will create good karma, white karma, virtuous karma, so you get good rebirth. You will create black karma, you know, so then you will take bad rebirth, you know.
So, you know, 既然是决定于我们生前造作的黑白业果呢，这样我们就看看哦，我们那时候啊，那时候我们下一生啊，将会投到哪一个善趣或者恶趣去，这样就看我们的业。如果我们造的业呢是白业或者是善业的话呢，我们就可以肯定我们的下一生呢会投生到善趣去。如果我们造的呢是恶业为主，或者恶业的力量、黑业的力量呢比较强的话，这样我们就会坠入这个三恶道去了。
So therefore, so like how to avoid all this unwanted suffering, by suffering of lower realm, suffering of the hell beings, suffering of hungry ghosts, suffering of animal, how to avoid that not to happen to us is not to create negative action, you know.
所以呢，我们如果哈，如果明白，如果我们造了这个恶业的话呢，我们就会投生到这样子，就会投生到三恶道去了。比如说，我们可能坠入这个地狱道，热地狱啊，冷地狱啊，或者我们可能坠入到恶鬼道，或者坠入到畜生道啊，或者佛经讲是旁生道这个三恶趣，这样我们应该怎么样避免这样的结局，避免得到这样的结果？这样我们就要我们去回想一下，我们就知道我们不应该去造作这个恶业。
So I mentioned before, so like ten non-virtues. I mean, that's the basis, you know. Try to keep this, avoid ten non-virtues. You know, so this is the very basic for everyone. You know, try to keep, avoid these ten non-virtues as much as possible. You know, try to keep the ten virtues, practice the ten virtues as much as possible. You know, in this way, then, of course, there are much hope.Reduce the suffering of the Lord, and then you are able to have good rebirth, like higher rebirth, such as human beings, suras, asuras, like that, able to achieve that.
所以呢，我们应该尽量去避免造作这个十不善业或者十恶业，这是非常基本的，每个人都应该尽力去做的。好，这样呢，我们应该。尽力去做些什么呢？我们应该尽力去做这个十善业，去修这个十善业。这样，当死亡发生的时候呢，我们就比较有希望，有希望能够投生到善趣去或者善道去。这善道呢，指的就是我们还可以继续将来可以继续投生到人道，继续做人，或投生到阿修罗道，或投生到天人道去。
So like that, so. So then, even if you have achieved this human rebirth, of course, at the moment we have achieved this human rebirth, but we are not free from suffering. You still have suffering of change, suffering of what?
Conditional suffering.
Suffering of conditional suffering. Yeah. Sorry, which is what? Pervasive, compounded.
That's another translation. What?
Pervasive? Huh?
Compounded.
Huh?
Suffering.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rinpoche.
Haven't finished. Don't say thank you.
Thank you, Rinpoche.
Haven't finished. Don't say thank you.
I'm
joking.
Yeah, just for 3 years. Okay, thank you.
就算呢，我们投生到善道去，就是说我们下一世再生为人，我们也不会就说我们的苦呢不会说完全消失不见，因为善道呢还是有它的痛苦的存在的，它不是圆满的。比如说这个人道，我们还是有刚才我们的佛有讲的，我们可以感受到三种苦，就会感受到苦，我们感受到感受到坏苦，还有感受到行苦。行苦其实有两种翻译，一种是翻译一个是行苦，也是变一切苦。
So, so like that. So to have this human rebirth, you know, need a lot of good karma. You know, we need a lot of virtuous karma to have this.Human rebirth, you know, without that, not possible.
So, you know, we get this life, or the future to get this life, actually, we all need to create this good karma, to build this good karma.
So just to have human rebirth, then when you talk about the perfect human rebirth, you know, the what called at leisure.And ten freedom. That kind of human rebirth is much more difficult to find. You know?
我们得这个人生呢是很不容易的，它需要很多很多的善业才可得到人生。可是呢，这个人生呢，要得到暇满的人生，佛经讲暇满的人生就更加不容易了。所以我们就有暇满人生讲到啊，是很久没有用了，也是忘记了。我们讲到了这个八。啊，八闲暇，对，你看安迪比我清楚，八闲暇还有十圆满，对，对，八闲暇，八种闲暇和十种圆满。
Okay, so to achieve this perfect human rebirth, which contains not ten freedom and eight leisure, is not easy. So we need a lot of good karma.To accumulate that, you know, such as like keeping morality, also like generosity, you know, concentration, and the six perfection are needed, you know, to achieve this perfect human rebirth, the practice is needed.
所以要得到这样的暇满的人生，不只是人生，是暇满的人生，有这个八闲暇，避免八无暇。然后得到这八闲暇还有十种圆满呢，我们需要很多很多的智，就过去需要制造很多很多的善业，比如说我们已经造了布施的善业啊，我们持戒的善业啊，或者是禁律的善业啊，就是过去是我们曾经修过这个六度万行。
So like that, so not only that, then we need also very strong.Prayer to have this rebirth, we need very very pure strong prayer is needed. You know.
所以除了这些所讲的善业，你知道善业去修这个六度万行的时候，你还曾经过去是还要曾经发这个清净愿，就发大愿要来修。
So like that, so then only that, then we get this perfect human rebirth.
只有当这些因缘都具足的时候呢，我们才可以得到这一生，才可以得到这个暇满的人生。
So that is what we have now. You know, for ourselves, that would have what we have now. You know, we have freedom to practice. You know, not only that, we have met the Dharma, we have take rebirth, or is the Dharma exists. You know, so still Dharma is available. You know.Still Dharma friend is around, you know, there's all the condition is there. All this come from good karma, you know.
所以呢，你可以检视一下现在我们所拥有的这一切，我们拥有这个暇满人生呢，叫暇满人生呢，它是有意思的，就是说呢，我们投生到这个人道去，我们现在这个人道，我们能够遇到佛法，我们遇到传法的师长啊，然后我们有这个自由啊，去修行这个佛法，还有具备了各种各样的因缘，各种各样的条件，这就是因为我们过去世所积累的善业而来的。
说。So like that. So what we have now is really perfect condition to practice Dharma. You know, all this comes from good karma. So therefore, we look up what kind of past life we have. So we can tell, you know, the past life did very good job, you know, to get this perfect human rebirth.
所以呢，我们现在所拥有着这个各种各样的条件呢，我们佛经上就讲暇满人生，它是非常难得的。难得为什么呢？因为我们遇到佛法，我们可以修持这个佛法。所以呢，我们既然拥有这样的条件呢，我们就可以去回想啊，去回想这过去世呢，我们到底是怎么样的。所以我们可以想想过去世，其实我们还修得不错。我们还过得不错，积累善业，所以呢，这一生呢，我们才能够拥有这样暇满的人生。
暇满的人生
，yes， yes。
So therefore, that's the great master says, you know, the past rebirth give you this life, precious rebirth, you know, the past rebirth, the past precious rebirth give you this present, the precious rebirth, you know.
所以呢，过去的祖师大德就说过，我们过去世的圆满的修行哦，圆满的投生哦，造就了我们这一生珍贵的暇满人生。
So then the next advice was, so this the present precious rebirth, this present precious human beings or precious human rebirth or precious human beings, please do not bring next life to the lower realm, you know.
所以呢，既然我们拥有这一生狭满的珍贵人生，所以请不要浪费，不要把它推到三恶道去。So
it's very, very precious advice, you know, so always to remind oneself, having all this good condition, then, so whole point is engage in virtues much as possible, avoid negative karma much as possible, you know. So that's the meaning, you know. So you create only having this such a wonderful perfect rebirth, then you create only negative karma. So that means next time you take rebirth in the Lord, you know.
所以呢，他给我们的这个开示呢，其实是非常珍贵的。他提醒我们，我们现在所拥有的各种各样的条件啊，珍贵的条件，我们要好好的去利用，我们要尽自己的能力呢，尽量的去修，尽量去制，去造作这个善业，不要去制造这个恶业，这样呢，我们才能啊为我们的将来现在和将来呢啊创造快乐。 要是我们真的不小心了，或者是我们造作了一个恶业的话，我们就肯定我们将来要投生到下三道去了。
So like that, so I mean, of course, what you have is not that perfect. You know, still, they are full of suffering. You know, suffering of change, suffering of pain. You know, suffering of God. Conditional
suffering.
The third one.
Conditional suffering.
Conditional suffering.
Our ABC we use pervasive compounded suffering.
Whatever. Okay. You translate.
虽然呢，我们现在所拥有的狭满人生，我们还可以感受到各种各样的痛苦，比如说我们还可以感受到这三苦了，特别是这个坏苦了，还有我们的行苦，就是变一切处苦，就是这个苦，无论你去到哪个道都会有的。So
like that, so of course all this suffering we don't want, you know, so we have to abandon that, you know, all suffering. So that's the, I mean, like to avoid suffering of pain, suffering of change, then of course you need more deeper concentration, you know.
So, 当然，我们都想要避免这样的痛苦，我们都不要感受到痛苦了。所以呢，我们是要避免我们的苦苦了，还有行苦了，还有这个坏苦行苦。可是，如果你真的要怎么讲去避免这样行苦呢？你需要去修静虑，你需要去修定。So,
very deep, you know, good concentration, then you're able to achieve. Able to avoid this suffering of change, suffering of pain, you're able to abandon that, you know.
所以呢，当我们去修止得定，中国人讲的修定啊，修定啊，都英文很直接，就讲定。中文是讲修止得定啊。你得到定的时候呢，你就可以避免这个所谓的坏苦啊。
So like that, so like formless, form realm, you know, this is the desire realm. So in Buddhist, we have different realm, form, desire, form realm, formless realm, like that, so different.Samsaric realm, no? Three different.
这样呢，这个修定的时候呢，你就会进入不同的境界。通常我们讲在这个轮回，我们在轮回这个六道，这个六道其实可以分为欲界，还有色界，还有无色界，哦，这三个界。
So like that, so this and all this dependent and deeper concentration. You know, so when you meditate, then you really.Deep meditation like that, so then you don't feel this suffering of pain, suffering of change. You don't really feel that, you know.
所以呢，当你去修止得定的时候，就看你禅定的定力，然后你的定力达到哪一个境界、哪一个程度的话，这样你就可以哦，避免这个苦了，避免这个坏苦。
So, but how deep concentration you have, how long you can concentrate, but still.You cannot be free from the third suffering. It's not possible. You know, you can live the meditation for eon in that state, but it's impossible to abandon the third suffering.
虽然你进入这禅定的定力的境界之后，你可以避免这样的痛苦。可是呢，你进入禅定呢，你可以进入多久呢？你可以入定多久？像有些人可以入定哦，可以长劫哦，劫哦，都在那边入定哦，那你就觉得哎哦，你已经脱离痛苦了。可是你是不能永远这样的去避免痛苦的。你的定力消失，你还是会跑出来的。
Okay, so therefore, so to avoid, abandon the third suffering, the condition of suffering, so you must understand the emptiness, you know, to realizing emptiness is necessary.
所以如果你要完全哦避免痛苦，除了这个苦啊、坏苦啊、行苦，无论你去到哪一道都会感受到那种苦，那种行苦的话，这样你就必须对空性的道理哦，有深入的了解。
So what really mean of the third suffering? What?
Pervasive compounded suffering.
Yeah, the third suffering, pervasive compounded suffering. What that means? Maybe easy to understand. The physical body.You know, the contaminant, the physical aggregate.
Contaminated,
the physical appropriate aggregate is the, you know, the third suffering. So that means that the body which come from karma and delusion, you know, product of karma and delusion, our body which is product of karma and delusion is the third suffering, you know.
如果我们要真的完完全全去避免痛苦的话呢，避免痛苦，我们就必须连这个行苦也完全去除掉，也完全这样。要避免这个行苦的话呢，我们必须对空性啊有很好的了解，比如必须知道我们的这个身体啊，我们这个身体是有染的，就是有烦恼的这个色身，它是由色蕴组成的哦。像这个我们的这个身体呢是怎么样来的？我们身体是由过去所造作的业还有祸，就无明而得来的。所以当我们有这个样的身体的时候呢，它其实呢就完全无法避免感受到痛苦了。
So this physical aggregate, you know, the product of karma's delusion is just by having this, is the we have the suffering equal to have the not free from suffering. This is the basis. Once you have this body, suffering will be there. You know.
所以如果我们明白这个业果的道理的话呢，我们只要是有这个有蕴身的话，因为我们这个身体是色蕴，还有我们的心啊，各种心组成的，我们只要是有个有蕴身的话呢，它就是感受到痛苦的一个基础啊，就是有了这个身体，你就一定肯定会感受到基础。如果你有这个身体的话，你肯定将来第一个痛苦你想到了，就是你将来一定会死亡。
So because just having because of this body, so we have sickness, we have aging, then we have the birth, we have the death. You know, all this for suffering happen because of having this. You know.
所以呢，我们既然有了这个肉体，有这个身体之后呢，我们生出来的话，我们肯定因为有这身体呢，我们就会衰老，你感受到衰老的痛苦。我们有了这身体的时候呢，我们肯定就会生病，有时候一定会生病，也感受到病的痛苦。我们有了这身体的话，将来一定会感受到死亡的痛苦。所以呢，我们只要是有一个身体的话呢，我们一定会感受到痛苦。
So like that. So because of having this body, you know, so then we create also so much what call negative karma we created. Basis on this physical body, then we create so much negative karma also created, you know, for future suffering.
因为呢，我们有了这个身体呢，所以我们就依这个身体，依这个身体可以是口业啊，还有你身体造作也可以。所以呢，我们就会依这个身体呢去造作了所谓的业障啊，造作了这些恶业。当我们造作这个恶业的时候呢，我们就肯定将来我们会感受到痛苦。
So therefore, so this what called the third suffering is the basis of all the suffering.Come from the like basis for all the suffering.
所以呢，它就有一个运作的那个系统啊，形式哈，但推到你哦，从一个身到另外身。所以呢，就无论你去到哪里呢，你都会感受到痛苦。这就是我们讲的第三种苦，这个行苦。所以呢，这行苦呢，就是所有我们感受到所有痛苦的一个基础。
So when we have this body.Which is the product of karma and delusion. Whenever we have this body, we are not free from suffering. You know? So we are always bound by suffering, like aging, death, you know? Pain, what is called sickness, always there, not will come there.
所以呢，我们这个身体呢，是由过去的业还有无明，我们叫惑。而得来的。既然呢，我们有了这个身体呢，这样呢，我们就一定会感受到痛苦，因为我们的这个身体呢，我们这一生呢，就是这个身体就是痛苦的来源的。所以呢，我们一定会感受到痛苦，我们一定会生病啦，所以它是一个好像是一个配套来的啦。
So now, whether it's possible, so now.To abandon this, contaminated the part aggregate, whether able to abandon, contaminated, incorporate the aggregate, whether it's possible to abandon or not. You know? So this is the question now. Able to abandon this aggregate or not? The question is that.
所以我们就可以这样有这样的问题，我们能够避免或者是把这个有染的身体啊，避免得到这种有染的身体吗？有染的运吗
？So I tell you that until we have this body, the suffering come with the package. You know, there's nothing to do. Come in the package together.
只要我们是有这个有染身呢，我们就感受到痛苦啊，这是一个配套来的，不可以说你不要。
This is the reality. So now, you don't want suffering, then you have to do something with this physical body. You know? Not to have this physical body. No?
所以呢，这是事实啊，这事实的真相啊。所以，如果我们不要避免痛苦，不要痛苦的话呢，我们就要避免得到这种的有染身。
So like that. So now, when I say physical body here, I'm talking about the, which is the product of karma and delusion. Okay, I'm talking about that. So that kind of physical body, once you have that, you are not free from suffering. So you must abandon this physical body, which is the product of karma and delusion.
所以呢，我们只要是有这样的柔软的身体呢，我们只要讲它是柔软，就柔软是指有烦恼的这种身体，因为它是由过去的业和无明造作而得来的。只要是我们有这样的身体呢，我们就不可能呢避免痛苦，所以我们就要避免得到这样的身体。
So now, so therefore, so this the cause of this contaminated and polluted body.Is cause is karma and delusion. So we must abandon the delusion. You know, delusion and the karma, we have to abandon that.
所以呢，我们讲这个有染身啊，是由我们过去造作的业还有祸，就无明而得来的。所以如果我们要避免这样的话，我们就要避免就要避免这个无明还有过去的那种恶业。
So therefore, so we have to abandon not to create karma, then we must, karma is created by the delusion. So we have to abandon the delusion. You know, like such as attachment, anger, ignorance, thought. We have to abandon that, you know.
所以呢，因为我们懂得这柔软的身体是由过去的业还有无明造作而来的，所以我们就要避免因祸或者无明去造业，就是说我们要尽量避免去造作贪嗔痴。
So like that, then again, of course, then the attachment, the anger, and the basis and the ignorance. And the basis and ignorance, then this attachment, the anger, or other delusion is.Arises, no?
所以呢，我们讲避免贪嗔痴，可是呢，这由贪，因为贪着可能可以引发这个嗔心，嗔心可能会升起，因为可能你贪着某样东西啊，然后由因为这样而起的嗔心。可是这贪和嗔呢，它都是由无明而引发的，所以无明呢是它的罪魁祸首啊。所以因为无明呢，我们就会起各种各样的烦恼。
So like that. So must abandon the root of the cause, you know, root of the cause of this aggregate, you know, have to abandon, which is ignorance, you know, have to abandon that.
所以呢，要避免这个得到这样的这样有染的运身啊，这个身体的话呢，我们呢就要从根本上去把它切断。那这根本是怎么样来的？我们讲哦，我们起各种烦恼什么？可是这种烦恼的都是因为无明或惑造作而引发的。所以呢，这个无明呢是根本的罪魁祸首。
Okay, so here, so therefore, to abandon the ignorance, so must realize the emptiness. You know.
所以呢，要斩断无明的话，斩断的祸的话呢，的对治方法是什么呢？就是空。
So again, here, so why? So idea is why you need to realize emptiness. So first, you have to understand what is real ignorance. You know, here, so ignorance means not only not knowing, but believing everything. You know, when you see or hear or.Touch whatever you see, then everything we believe that is coming from his own side. You know, out there, nothing to do with your mind. You know, seeing out there, coming from out there, you know, we appear that, we believe that, we grasp that, then we create that called the ignorance. You know?
所以呢， 无明啊，就是我们轮回的根本的关键。所以这个无明啊，什么叫无明啊？什么是无明，或者叫火？无明并不是说什么都不懂。其实无明可能你懂的一些东西，可是你懂的东西你把它执着为它是实有的。比如说你看到的东西，你听到的东西，你触摸到的东西，你都相信这些出现在你面前的东西它是有自己的自信的，它是自信存在的，它和你的心去看到这个心是一点关系都没有的，它和你没有关系，它是有自信，它一定是这样自己这样存在的。所以呢，你就执着，你的心呢就起了执着的心，把它附在那边，执着于那个是真的是这样存在的。
So like that, so basis on that, then because of this wrong believing, wrong conception, so basis on that, so attachment, anger.All the different delusion will be arises, you know.
因为呢，我们相信呢，这样的相信呢，这些东西这些境它都是真实的存在，它是有自信的。所以呢，我们因为有这样的不正确的了解，所以呢，我们在看一样东西的时候，我们可能就会起的贪执的心理。就贪了，然后就执着于那个贪了，然后可能也会引发嗔心。所以呢，就因为这样不正确的了解，对事实真相的不了解，所以我们就起了很多的烦恼。
Okay, so then after great karma, you know, after this attachment, ignorance, no, anger, different arises, then you create so much karma.
因为呢，我们对这个事物的实相没有了解的话，我们就看了，就起了贪心啊、嗔心啊，这样在那一刻的时候，我们就造业了。像我们造了业的话呢，我们的烦恼就痛苦就来了。
All like that, so here, so to avoid all these three suffering from the root is to realize emptiness, to remove the ignorance.Once you're able to remove ignorance, then you are only by then, you know, then you are free from this suffering.
所以呢，如果我们要避免得到感受到这三苦，这苦苦、坏苦和行苦的话，我们就应该从它的根本去着手。就根本着手是什么呢？就是呢，去证悟空性。若你证悟空性的话呢，你就可以断除无明。若你断了无明的话，你的烦恼就不会升起了。你断除无明的话呢，你就从整个轮回解脱了，真的是大解脱 ，total freedom。
Okay, your question answer is done.
啊，对，就没有三苦了，什么苦都没有了。所以这是 Ken Romjie 给你的答案。
Okay, one more.
还有没有问题？多一个问题。还有谁有问题？
Don't shy to ask questions.
不要感到害羞，来有问题就问。
Then your doubt is clear. Others,
我请仁波切给我一些解释那个八贤想。刚才
八贤 ，eight freedoms.
Yes. 感恩 ，Thank you.
She wants to ask Rinpoche about these eight freedoms. What are the eight freedoms?
Those are, you know, I mean, what to call? Like freedom I don't know what to call it, freedom from hell beings, freedom from what? Animal, freedom from hungry ghosts. Yeah, this stuff. Yeah, freedom from three lower realm. Yeah, that's the three. I think that's, yeah.
当我们讲这个八闲暇，就是他闲就是很空闲啊，我们可以很空闲，暇就是暇满，就你有空闲，空闲空什么呢？能够做什么呢？你空闲就是因为你不会说很忙的去感受到什么呢？感受到痛苦，所以第一个就是避免了这个三恶道，因为如果你堕落到地狱道啊、恶鬼道啊、畜生道啊，你是没有办法感到任何闲暇的。
So then, also, I mean, one thing is, even if you're human beings, also there's many other unfortunate, you know, like, I don't know, like mute or blind or, I don't know, but not perfect, you know, like many, all the sense are not there, you know.The sense condition is not there. Free from there, one is that. Yeah.
这样除了这三恶道啊，如果就算你得到这个人生的话，我们讲这人生，我们讲这暇满人生啊。哦，人生很难得，暇满人生更难得。所以你要得到这个暇满人生，你就要就说你要避免生出来五官不具，或者是聋痴暗哑。因为有些人出来可能眼睛看不到，或者可能是聋了，或者是哑巴啦什么之类的。像他们要学习佛法，遇到佛法就困难就比较大了，这很大很大了。
So like that, then one is the what you call.Having the wrong view, you know, free from having wrong view, you know, like not believing the karma, you know, how karma works, you know, free from that.
像有些人呢，虽然身为人呢，可是他有很深的那种邪见。那很深的邪见的话，他就不相信了业果的道理或什么了。他们可能认为没有业果，然后认为业果不是这样的。所以这些人因为有邪见呢，他也不能修习佛法，所以他也没有这个闲暇了。
So one, I don't know. So one is like that. One is maybe not taking rebirth.What there's da, what there's no dharma, you know, free from that.
所以可能呢，你出生为人，可是那时候呢，无佛出世，所以就没有佛法了吗
？Yeah, something like that. One is I think that's, you know,
dharma, but you are born elsewhere. Barbaric country.
Yeah, barbaric, free from there. So something like that. So one is the taking.Free from taking rebirth, you know, in the long life God or something. Yeah.
所以呢，另外一个无闲暇，就是可能你是人中生，那时候也有佛出生了，可是呢，你不是出生在中国，这中国指的是佛法的中国，所以你是出生在外面的那些边地，那些边地他们叫边地，这个边地呢，佛没有去到那边的，所以你可能和同佛一起出世，同一时期你在另外一个地方，所以你就没有办法听到佛法，也是没有闲暇。另外一个无闲暇的地方，就是你投生为长寿天的那个神仙了。长寿天，所以你的寿命是很长很长很长的，这样你就没有想到要去修佛法了。所以它总共合起来就八个：三恶道、地狱、恶鬼、畜生、边地、聋痴、暗哑、五官不去、邪见、无佛出世，还有长寿天，八个，所以叫做八无暇。
So like that. So, I mean, and those are really important to understand, recognize oneself. You know, meditate, then.How much freedom we have, you know, like free from all those things. The idea is, I mean, we are free from all those things. When you are that condition, impossible, you know, to practice Dharma, you know.
所以呢，这一点是非常重要的。了解什么是啊，暇满人生。我们这个有暇有满的这个人生，这个八暇满哦，是非常重要。因为呢，我们如果这样可以去思维啊，哎，什么是闲暇？我们知道这个暇满人生到底是为什么讲这个人生是这样珍贵的？因为我们这个暇满，那暇满到底有什么好处？这样去分析去想，这样你可以反过来去思维啊。如果我没有这个暇满，我坠入这个三恶道啊，或者我坠到长寿天啊，或者我投生到边地啊，或者龙池暗崖，或者有邪见啊，或者出生的时候刚好没有佛出生，这样的我应该怎么样去修习这个佛法？哦，就可能在那样的情况，我就根本不可能去遇到佛法或者修到佛法了。所以我现在这个人生呢，就特别的、特别的珍贵了。
So, I mean, just give example. I mean, that's very obvious. You know, just look at the animal. You know, if you have pet, or you go to zoo, you don't see animal, then you can go to zoo. If you have pet like that, you look. I mean.Really, you are in that rebirth. Because how are you going to practice Dharma? Impossible.
所以呢，你可以也可以说，当你去思维的时候，这样你可以去思维、去反思、去想的时候，就举个例子，比如说坠入三恶道，比如说出生道了，就是旁生道，比如我们可能这边的。动物比较少哦，不用紧，我们可以去动物园去看。如果你去动物园去看的话，你想想，哎，如果我是其中一只动物的话，其中，哎，我怎么样能够都听到那个佛法哦，能够听闻这佛的名号、洪名等等，这可能就根本很难很难去修习这个佛法了。
So like that, you know, as an animal, you know, then how are you going to teach them Dharma? Impossible. How much you talk, how much you explain, this is virtuous karma, that is negative karma, impossible. You know? You explain day and night, one word, they don't understand. You know?
所以你可以想想，就算如果是身为动物，就以这个动物为例子了，就是说不要去动物园里想想。当然这个动物啊，如果是非常幸运的话哈，要有人来，有法师来呀，法师来跟他讲法，哎呀，讲法这是佛法啊，什么跟他解释啊，哎，这是善业啊，你要造善业啊，这是恶业啊，不可以做的。你们说，你想想，如果你是动物的话，你能不能了解这个法师跟你讲解这个佛法？当然你没有这样的智慧啊，你不可能了解，所以就算是有人跟你讲解，你也没有办法真的去了解佛法，或者去修佛法，或者造善业了。
So like that, so always understand that, you know, we are free from all those things, you know, so that, I mean, they mentioned this eight, but can be more, you know, all this, we are free from this eight, you know, so therefore we are very, very fortunate, rebirth what we have now, you know, so therefore,We must understand that, you know, that make this perfect human rebirth useful. The idea is that, you know, by understanding that, don't waste it. You know, so like you have like precious jewel in your hand, then you just throw into the rubbish bin like that. You know, and this is not correct, so advice like that. So must use this useful way.
所以如果我们这样去思维啊，去分析啊，你很多时间的话，你可以一个道一道慢慢去思维哦，地狱啦、恶鬼啦、畜生啊什么，你可以这样去思维，这样你可以了解哦，为什么我们这个叫闲暇哦，我们具有这个八种条件，这个道条件为什么八种闲暇，没有这八种条件就八无暇哦，所以英文其实很直接，他讲 eight freedoms， 你有了就你就。得到了空出来解脱，从那个困境中解脱出来，所以这样你可以想想，哎，我们现在所得的这个人生，为什么它是特别的珍贵？ 像因为呢，我们可以遇到佛法，我们听到佛法，我们可以了解佛法，我们可以去修行。那修行，我们会将来可以得到快乐。所以这个人生就好像是一个摩尼宝珠啊，这宝珠啊是握在手中的摩尼宝珠。哎呀，是非常非常珍贵的。所以如果我们不好好利用哦，我们现在有这个人生，就好像呢，你这个宝珠呢，虽然你得到手，可是你把它丢进垃圾桶啊。所以你一定要好好的利用它。所以你这样去想的时候，你想，哎呀。我很幸运，所以我要好好利用它。
So like that, so idea is that about talking about precious human rebirth is that to encourage oneself, you know. So we have this all the opportunity to practice Dharma, you know. There's no discourage, you know. So we have all the freedom, you know. We have all the condition there to practice, you know. This with this meditation that encourage yourself, you know.Then put practice like that.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样分析的话呢，我们就可以知道哦，哎，这个人生呢是非常宝贵、非常难得的。所以呢，我们就会受到鼓舞。哎，我得到这个人生还不坏了，哦，我们就受到鼓舞，这样我们就可以，哎，我要好好利用这个人生呢去修习这个佛法，因为呢，因为我修佛法的因缘呢。因缘就各种各样的条件了，全部都已经出现了，所以的佛法就讲因缘具足，所以这个因缘具足的话呢，我就可以哦利用这个条件去修习佛法。
So like that, so we all like that, you know, when you have this great opportunity, to, you know, we have every condition there. Then sometimes, most of the time, of course, we are lazy.It's perfect, then you don't do anything, you know, until bad thing happens. You just relax like that. You know, our habit is like that.
所以呢，我们拥有这个人生呢，给我们很大的一个机会，是一个大好的机会。这大好的机会呢，是非常非常难得的，因为呢，它各种因缘呢都具足了，所以呢，我们应该好好的利用它来为我们争取更大更大的利益，对不对？可是呢，大多数的时候我们都是很懒散的，我们都很懒惰的，我们都不会做任何东西，然后这边哇，享受一下，不做任何东西，直到有一天有事情发生了，我们身上发现事情啊，或我们旁边的人发生事情啊，像我们在讲啊。我需要做点什么，我们才会需要去做东西，因为呢，这是我们的习惯了，我们有这样的坏习惯了。
So like that, you know. So therefore, so then, I mean, so we are lazy, you know, become just lazy, you know, just doing nothing, you know, we have all conditions to do nothing, you know, don't create virtues, you know, just become lazy like that. So therefore.Advice in the Lamrim there, you know, this life is impermanent, like as a water bubble. Remember how quickly this decay and death comes. This is always mindful of that. Remind oneself constantly, you know.
所以呢，这是我们人的惰性。我们通常呢，虽然我们的各种因缘条件都具足，可是呢，我们就选择什么都不做哦，在那边啊、哦，就在那边躺在那边什么都不做。所以呢，菩提道次第呢，就给我们一些劝告了。他讲呢，生命呢其实是非常短暂的啊，这一直在变化，在变化，短暂的。怎么短暂法呢？他就用了这功德本颂，就用了生命飘摇犹如水泡沫。他用水泡沫这个例子呢，来告诉我，水泡沫一些爆了就不见了。所以呢，他就提醒我们用水泡沫这个例子来提醒我们，时时刻刻要注意，我们生命呢是在不断的减少的。
Okay, so this is really, really important for every of us. You know?
That's why you have to practice every day. Auntie said that's why we have to practice every day.
Correct.
给你一个赞。
you are very correct.
非常正确。
So I mean, so therefore in the Lamrim, you know, meditation are impermanent. It's extremely important. You know? So that's the best meditation to recommend, you know, in the Lamrim.
So in the 菩提道次第里面呢, 我们, 法师们呢, 通常都会强调这个 无常的修习, 这个修观, 在所有的 佛法的修行当中，这个无常的修习呢，是最佳的，是最好的修习方法。
Really, I mean, you meditate while on this impermanent, it's destroyed all the emotion, all the delusion, like attachment, anger, jealousy, pride. I mean, any kind of delusion is immediately, you know, reduced or weakened, you know.
这个念死无常，你读那个菩提次道的话，它那个修行方法就叫做念死无常。这念死无常呢，是非常非常重要的。因为呢，如果我们有这样的念心呢，我们时常都能够意念念死无常的话呢，当我们 感受到心里要感受到一些负面的情绪，或者我们有一个烦恼升起来，我们有个贪念升起来，我们生气的时候，那火在烧撑起来，或者我们有其他的烦恼，无论是贪痴、贪嗔痴慢疑啊，各种各样烦恼升起来的时候，那火在烧的时候，你想啊，你和你念死无常的话，你的那个烦恼就会马上呢消失，马上会减轻。
So like that. So I mean, any, you know, so if you're attached to the object, any object, you know, you really meditate, understand of impermanent, dead and impermanent, you know, object, subject, I mean, both are impermanent, you know, it's not everlasting, you know, you have this mindfulness on that, then of course your attachment will be reduced. So that means you're more happy.
比如说当我们贪心升起的时候，我们的贪执任何的事物的时候，那在那一刻当下那一刻，你的那个死无常的心啊升起的时候呢，如果你是真的了解哦，你平常都是在练习穿习，所以他养这个习惯，所以当你贪执的时候，那个念死无常心升起来的时候，哎，你就会去想了，哎，这是我的心哦，去看哦，多 这个外境啊，这个外境贪着的外境啊，它其实呢是无常的，那你这其实无常，就你的心其实也是无常的，只要这个正念心能够升起的话呢，它就能马上制止这个贪心的增长。好。Anger
also like that. Any kind of delusion is like that. You talk with anger also like that. You're angry with someone. Of course, you really think deeply of dead and impermanent. The angle will be reduced. No.
其他的烦恼呢，也是同样的道理。如果呢，当你的嗔心升起的话，或者其他的烦恼了，比如说痴啊、慢啊、疑啊等等，嗔心升起的时候，那当下那一刻呢，你的念死无常的正念能够升起的话呢，当你能够真的你对那个 死无常有非常深刻的理解的话，有坚定不移的信解的话，这样你就当下那一刻呢，你就可以把你的烦恼呢给压下去了。
So like that, so this we all know when a strong attachment, anger, or any kind of delusion arises in your mind strongly, then your soul emotion, you know, so that means disturb your mind so much. So here, by meditating on impermanent, dead impermanent, you really meditate while mindful on that, so it will really help, you know, to reduce the negative emotion. So that means that disturb our mind less. So that means we are more happy and peaceful. You know? to deal the thing.
所以当我们的贪痴或者是任何烦恼能够生，很强烈的升起的时候呢，干扰到我们内心的平静，我们心呢不再平静了，不再清静的时候，如果我们真的能够念死无常的念死无常的正念能够升起，就平常我们已经串习，然后这个念死无常能够升起的话呢，正念升起的话呢，它就能够马上能够减低我们的烦恼，压制我们的烦恼，将我们的心呢可以再度感到清净平和。
So there's many advice like that. So, what do you call? So also this great master say, whether tomorrow or next life, which comes first, never know. No. Whether tomorrow or the next life, which comes tomorrow,
Or the tomorrow or next life. Yes, we never know. We don't know. So, 我们的祖师大德呢，根据这个死无常啊，给了很多的那个忠告。他讲是明天先到来，或者你下一生先到来，我们不知道，可能你看不到明天。
So, what?
Touch wood.
Touch wood. Huh?
No, touch wood. Still want to see the sunrise tomorrow.
you want to see. So, that I don't know. That's Sangitala, Mabeva, Chimetala, Beva, I don't know. So therefore we don't know which comes first, therefore more worthwhile to work for the next life.
所以呢，哪一个究竟先到呢？是明天先到，还是下一生先到呢？我们不知道。所以呢，我们当下这一刻呢，就应该为来生呢做好准备。
Also, this, and I mean, good to have this kind of quotation. I don't know how to start exactly. Dajikdani machine, I don't know. Dajikdani machine? I don't know. I have to translate in Tibetan English, I'm not so good, so.
I don't understand Tibetan.
Dajikdani machine? Chimetana pebari. If you don't die within 1 year, 1 year or 2 years, then work for the future life.
If you know you won't die in 1 year or 3 years.
If you don't die within 1 year, 2 years, then work for the future life.
这个藏传的传统，他们有这样的一个说法，就是说，如果你在1到3年之内呢不会死的话呢，像你应该为来生呢做好准备。So
it is worthwhile to work for your future life.
所以为来生做好准备呢是非常值得的。So
like that. Sorry, it's not 1 year, 2 years. Dajikdani, I'm sorry. 1 month or 2 months. Yeah.
1 month or 2 months.
Not 1 year, 2 years, sorry. 1 month, yeah. 1 month or 2 months. Yeah.
I was wondering how do you know you won't die in 1 year or 3 years? OK. 如果你一个月或者是两个月呢不会死的话呢，这样就应该为来生呢做好准备，不是一年或三年哦。一年三年，你知道你不会死的话，你好厉害啊！
Yeah, 1 month and 2 months. If you don't die within 1 month and 2 months, worthwhile to work for your future life. Yeah, something like that.
所以，如果你一个月或一两个月不会死的话呢，这样去为来生做好准备是值得的。
Then the next sentence, if you don't die within 1 year, 1 year and 2 years, worthwhile to work for the enlightened.
For enlightenment.
Yeah.
Wow. 如果你一年到三年之内呢，你不会死的话呢，这样就应该为证得圆满佛果啊做准备。
I mean, those are very, very good advice. So, I mean, those are encouraging. So whole ideas we never know, you know. We're always working for just for this life, you know.
其实这些忠告呢都是非常好的，给我们很大的鼓励啊。你看一两个月啊，一到三年，所以呢，其实他告诉我们，其实我们根本不知道我们什么时候呢会离开。
Yeah, so I mean, very, I mean, this point is some good quality, is very short but very profound, you know, so like that. So in case you suddenly die, what will happen after the death? Like shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow. And very, very simple, but it's all the essence is there, you know. You suddenly die, you don't practice, you die within 1 and 2 months, what will happen? You know, you go to the bad devote, something you don't want. You have no choice because you have to follow the karma, you know.
所以呢，我们现在所读的，所在这经，现在在讲的这个经呢，功德本颂呢，他就讲得非常好。是，你看，虽然他只是很简短的，可是他却告诉我们很多这些道理啊，就是生命飘摇，犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁。这样告诉我们呢，其实他在简短的几行几个字里面呢，已经告诉我们的这佛法的要义，啊。所以呢，他告诉我们，如果呢，当我们突然间哈，有一天突然间，哎，死亡发生了，我们也不懂是什么时候了，可是突然间就发生了，这样我们能够怎么办呢？其实那时候我们能够做的东西就不多了，因为呢，那时候是死亡发生的时候，我们什么都不能做的时候，我们只能根据我们生前造下的黑夜或者白夜，就黑白就善夜恶夜了，来决定我们将来的去处了。
So like that. So this is something you really understand that how the karma works. You know that. You know, finding this come from. You know, believing strong belief in the karma, how that works. You know, learn, study, then conclusion in karma is like that. You know, so must have some belief there. That it really help. You know, not to create negative karma. Always creating positive karma. That really help. You know.
所以既然是佛法的要义哦，所以当我们真正他告诉我们这其实告诉我们的是业果的道理，当我们真正了解业果的道理的时候呢，我们应该怎么做？比如说呢，我们讲真正了解业果的道理，就是我们对这个业果的道理呢升起了非常深切的信解。什么叫深切的信解呢？就是你去学去听，然后自己去读，读了过后呢你自己去思考啊，可以反思啊或者什么去思考，然后呢思考方方面面的，然后你自己呢心中就有一个结论了，就定下个结论，那这结论就是你对业果的了解。若你对业果升起了很深刻的坚定不移的信解，就是你怎么想都是这样的道理，怎么想都是这样的道理，你升起这样深坚定不移的信解的时候呢，你就会告诉自己，你就会这样做哦，我绝对不会去造作这个恶业，我会尽量的去造这个善业。
So like that, so when you really understand about the karma, you know, understand, believe, especially a strong belief in karma, then even the smallest negative karma, you abandon, you try to abandon that. Even the smallest virtuous karma will accumulate. you know, then we don't waste time, you know, always working hard, continually working for abandoned negative karma, you know, also creating virtuous karma day and night like that.
所以我们讲对业果的了解，就首先我们去了解业果是怎么一回事，它是怎么操作的。那觉得诶，这可行吗？是真的是这样吗？当你对它真的有了解的时候呢，你就去相信这个业果的道理。那相信你，现在相信呢，是因为你去分析过，你有去想过，哦，你去思维过，所以你得出个结论。在你相信，你很深切的相信的时候呢，相信业果的道理的时候，你就会连最最最微小的恶业呢，你也不会去造作了。就重恶中连小罪皆断除，然后呢，你连最最微小的善业呢，你都会尽力去做，所以就会并且成就一切善法具。所以你就会日常在日常中，你就会日夜不间断的哦提醒自己，微小的恶业不造作，哦，然后最微小的善业呢，你也会尽力去做。
So also there's the I don't know whether this outline in the Lamrim, you know, mentioned that. Believing or faith in the karma is the root of all the goodness, you know.
It's the root of all happiness.
All the happiness, yeah. Oh.
Wow. 所以有这样的一个说法呢，当我们对业果呢，有信心的话，有信解的话呢，它就是我们一切快乐的泉源。所以深信业果是快乐的根本。
So also mentioned about the four characteristics of the karma. You know, when you create karma, it will multiply. You know? When you create virtuous karma, you experience karma is definite. You experience.Happiness, you know, it's even the smallest karma, it will multiply, you know, negative karma is multiply, you know, you don't create, you don't experience. Once you create the karma, it doesn't disappear anyhow, you know, without the purification, you know. So you really understand all the karma, you know, the topic of the karma is extremely important. Once you understand, then it's really, really, you know, then you really work hard, you know.To create the precious.
所以呢，当我们讲我们了解业果的时候呢，就业果的有个四个根本的那个特性哦，就特征。比如说，我们造善业的话呢，我们一定会得到善的果报；我们造恶业的话呢，一定会感受到恶的果报。如果我们不造业的话，我们绝对不会感受到它的果报。这果报，这个业，我们一造作的时候呢，我们肯定一定会感受到它的果报。无论它隔了多久，在什么地方、什么地点，它一定会受报。所以，如果我们真正明白了这业果的道理的话呢，我们就会很用功的去做，很用功去修，然后呢，我们就不会浪费我们所得到的这个人生。
So like that, then at the end that point, you know, the please bless me. Always be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all the virtuous deeds.
所以呢，你就会向我们的祖师啊，或者向佛啊祈求啊，就是，就祈求让我能够哈，在所有的罪恶中，连小罪都断除，然后成就所有的一切善法。
Okay, so it's up to this is the small scope, you know. So maybe next class I'll talk about how to purify it, you know. We have accumulated need to karma, then how to purify it, you know.I'll talk about that next class.
所以今天这一堂课就讲到这里。下一堂课我们要讲的是什么呢？打广告。如果我们已经积累的恶业，我们业障的话，那讲哎，这过去我不懂，我已经积累业障，这怎么办呢？不用担心，我们有净化法门、除障啊、除罪法门。所以这个下一堂课要讲的。
So Buddha is extremely the compassion.Buddha didn't say once you create negative karma, that's it, you can't do anything. He didn't say that. You create negative karma, but still that would purify it, you know.
所以呢，佛陀呢其实是非常慈悲的，他有大慈大悲的心哦。所以呢，他并没有说哦，你已经造作恶业了，就这样喽，你就去感受你的恶的果报吧。他并没有这样讲，他讲哎，你已经造作了恶业呢，不用担心，我们还是有办法补救的。所以呢，他就教了他的信众呢，净化的法门，怎么样净除已经过去已经积累的造作的恶业所引起的业障。
So like that. So every day, you know, this very very good, you know, the pound is good quality, you know, very very short. Just read one verse like that. Then you meditate on that meaning, you know, just best you memorize, you know, this so pound complete, best you memorize. Then just remind yourself, you know, go through this meditation. So it's really, really helpful, you know.
So, this 我们要讲的经文哦，功德本颂呢，它是非常简短的，它非常简短的，它通过一个偈子，一个偈颂，一个偈颂，偈颂，也都是短短的，所以非常容易的读啊。所以呢，我们可以根据每一个偈颂呢，我们去读读读，让我们去哎去想一想，去思维一下，它到底讲些什么啊？对你来讲是不是正确的？怎么才是正确的？等等。好，所以呢，你可以在一个偈颂一个偈颂的去读，然后呢。它就很简单了，最好是你能够把它背起来哦。如果你把它背起来，你背起来哦，就去思维那个偈颂哦，这样就是用这个偈颂呢提醒自己哦，可以在日常生活中提醒自己有事情发生，功德本颂的偈颂讲什么，所以对自己呢是非常有帮助的哦。所以可以背的话就背起来。
Only three, four verses so far.12 sentence, huh?
Chinese only four sentences.
Four sentences.
Yes. Only four sentences. Yeah.
Only four.
Chinese and Tibetan different. Yeah, the way we do. Yeah.
Only four sentences.
Yeah. 所以我们现在只讲了四个偈颂哦，只有四句话而已哦，所以你去把它背起来了，可以了。Chinese.Four sentences. Each verse only one sentence.
Tibetan we have four, so I don't know.
Yeah. So
English
different.
Like that, I don't know how.
I don't know. Different from English. Okay. I think different from Tibetan also. But the meaning is the same.
Okay. Have to be same. Yeah. So anyway, this time, just, I mean, memorize, you know. In Chinese, you memorize four sentences, easily memorize. That's much shorter. Huh?
所以华文只有四句话，你就把它分句了，一天记一句话就可以了了。到第四天的时候，你就记住四句话了。
So like that, also I mean, this I mean, English even I mean, it's not so difficult to understand here, so quite easy. No, those are comfortable English. Memorize, no, then sit down and remind oneself, you know, by 10 minutes.
所以呢，它其实呢，并不是太难去理解的，对吗？如果你读读字面的意思，其实你已经理解它在讲什么了。所以呢，你就可以哦，根据它字面的意思，然后去分析。这样，如果有些朋友他比较习惯用英文的话，也不用紧了，你就看这个一三七，你就背英文的，把它背下来。然后呢，然后每天大概花5到10分钟。短短的5到10分钟去想想那个偈子讲的意思是什么，然后用它来提醒自己。
So like that, you know, so some is, I mean, sometimes, you know, like that, then some just mainly request, you know, please bless me, always, you know, have this realization, you know, from your heart, request to do. You know, Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha like that, you know, request, may have all this realization.
所以呢，我们可以根据这样的方式呢，每天呢去做这个思维修，然后我们可以祈祷哦，向三宝祈请哦，让三宝的加持我们，让我们能够呢证悟哦，这四句话的意思，完完全全的证悟这四句话的意思。
Okay, so like that. Any other question? I was going to stop.
还有什么其他的问题吗？你们要问怎样才算是证悟这四句话的意思。I ask on their behalf. Yeah, you say, please bless me to be able to realize this. So what is considered realizing this sentence?
Realize this?
Yeah. For example, if I realize the first sentence, what is considered I realize this first sentence? Then second sentence, what is considered I realize this second sentence?
I mean, these is verses have that, you know. Please bless me, huh? All have is verses at the end, that's the please bless me.
Yeah.
So first is related with guru devotion. Yeah. Please bless me to have guru devotion. You know, each sentence have lastly have the request guru to have blessing. Yeah. So different topic what you're asking. So first sentence is about guru devotion.
Yeah.
Have this realization.
Yeah. So what is considered I have been blessed to realize it? I've achieved this realization. I've received this blessing.
Huh?
What is the measure of this that you have realized it?
Like guru devotion, you have better devotion than before, then that's the blessing. No? Compared to before, your devotion increase, improve, so that's called blessing. You translate your question, translate your answer. Huh?
你看我们这边不是有讲了唯愿加持令我先善见吗？这个每次都有一个句子，唯愿加持令我，这样你有没有想过怎么样啊才算是我得到这加持啊，我已经有这个善见。因为英文是讲 realization 哦，可是华文不是讲 realization 哦，华文不是讲证悟哦，华文讲是善见哦，是不一样的，有点不一样哦。所以怎样才是说，哦，我得到加持，所以有这个善的见解，这样，仁波切的回答就是说，你看看那个偈颂里面呢，每个偈颂哦，他都有讲，哦 ，please bless me 什么什么，我们华文是唯愿加持令我先善见，唯量是令我先念是，你看华文的每一个都不一样哦，唯愿加持先我先认清，我这样才算我认清，这样算我先念是，如果。比如说令我先善见，这个善见指的是对功德，就功德之本恩惠主的善见。如果你对这个恩惠主你的那个信，你的前信的那个力量啊，你信的就信这个佛啊三宝这个力量加强的话，或者你比别人强，或者你心里自己知道啊，你的那个这个信愿力啊皈依啊，或心愿的这个力量越来越强的话，依止这个三宝或者这个佛的力量越强的话，就是你已经得到他的加持，你已经得到这个善见。
是。
对。对。对。对，就一直善知识是道的根本，对。对。还是你要我翻译给如姐听。Andy is saying that, so when we say about this,foundation of good qualities. For example, the first one we say, well, please bless me to have this kind of realization. The first stanza is actually on guru devotion. So if we rely on the guru correctly, that's the root of the path. So this is where you start practicing. And when you start practicing, we say about if we rely on the guru totally, it's by practicing what the guru taught. That's what she said.
Practicing what? Guru talk?
She's saying that, okay, guru devotion is the root of the path. So we say about guru devotion is by practicing the teachings given by the guru. Yeah. Yep, 对。
对对。
我听你大概已经很深入。
So, I mean that normally the measure of intra blessing or not is when you listen to the Dharma, when you see the Guru, when you hear the Dharma, when you see the holy object. You know, I mean, so measure of the blessing is that when really your devotion increases due to that, you know.Due to that condition, you are more faithful, more devotion, more peaceful, then is measure receiving the blessing. No?
所以当我们讲得到加持啊，得到加持啊，像魏小姐每个人都跑去接受加持，那加持到底是什么，怎么一回事呢？所以当我们听闻佛法，或者我们看到我们的上师，或看到这圣物圣像啊，或者我们听闻佛法的时候呢，其实我们就已经得到加持了。这样得到加持呢，它反映在我们本身，就可能我们会啊非常的恭敬啊，我们的诚信依止的那个信度啊增加了，所以我们也可能会个人来讲可能会比较平和，比较稳定等等，情绪比较稳定等等，这些呢都是我们得到加持的迹象。
So like that. So you are into Dharma, then listen Dharma. So many this and that, but your mind become harder and harder. Then that is the sign of not going blessing inside, you know, only outside.
比如说，如果你现在已经有机会听闻佛法，懂这样修行等等，可是你发现你的心呢，却越来越刚硬哦。什么东西都进不了，这表示哦，你没有得到加持了。这加持，不懂为什么哈，没有进入你的心里。
So like that, measure of that, it depend on how our mind, you know, most peaceful or more wrathful. Most peaceful then enter the blessing.
所以得不得到加持，我们可以自己知道的。如果呢，你的心呢变得更平和了，这样你就懂你得到加持了。如果呢，你来了反而觉得烦恼越来越多的话，就表示你没有得到加持。
Some teaching they give the example, the rock in the river, the rock inside the river.
Yeah, the rock in the river, what happened?
First you translate that.
Because I heard about the river of a piece of stone, so I don't know what to say. Oh, the Shangshi gave an example, the river of a piece of stone, in the river, floating.
So the idea is that you are into Dharma, you listen to Dharma, you are Dharma environment,Your mind is still like a rock inside the river. You know? Nothing changed.
Right. Oh, 现在明白了。如果你的这个木头啊，就比喻是你的心。Rock, lock, of rock.
Rock, 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 and rock, rock and roll.
Okay, not rock. Okay, rock.
R-O-C-K, rock.
Okay.河流中的石头，哎，大石啊，大石，因为小石头是 stone 而已。OK， 河流中的大石，如果呢，这个河流中的大石就好像是你的心哦，这个水哦，这个河流很多水，就表示一个佛法的环境里面。如果你在一个有佛法的环境里面呢，你的心呢，仍像顽石不明。一块石头的话呢，就这样强、这样刚硬的话，就表示呢，你没有得到佛法的加持。
So like that, I mean, that's the example they give like that. So, rock inside the river, you know, inside the water river, you know, for 100 years, we still rock remains same. So same thing like that. But you know, we listen Dharma, we're in Dharma environment for 20 years, 40 years, your mind is still same, remains same, nothing changed. You know, so that means the blessing doesn't go.
所以呢，这块河流中的大石哦，它沉在河流的底部，已经100年，可能是100年大石，可是呢，它却一点都没有改变到，这河流流流流，它还是一样的一块大石头，就表示呢，它没有得到加持，就好像我们听法，如果呢，我们是佛教徒啊，在听法听了20年啊、40年呢，可是我们的心呢，却一点都没有改变到，和以前20年前、40年前一模一样，就是表示你没有得到加持。
So that's why also here, you know, the good devotion, the talk very beginning. You know, when you have very, very good devotion, then of course, blessings easy to enter, you know, and in our mind, easy to change our mind. So all this basis, you know, how strong good devotion we have, you know, so that then easy to change our mind like that.
所以呢，在这个第一段里面，功德本颂里面讲的就是依止这恩惠主，这英文叫 Guru Devotion。所以呢，为什么讲依止恩惠主呢？因为如果我们能够依止恩惠主的话，它就很容易，非常很容易让我们接受到加持，让我们改变我们的心呢，改变我们的心念心态。所以呢，我们的依止对恩惠主的依止心呢越强的话，我们越容易得到加持。
So it is like that. So, I mean, so that's why it's root, you know, root of the path. So once you have that, then of course very easy to follow good advice. You know, that's not difficult. Immediately, happily, willingly accept the advice. You know, then you engage that. Of course then it's very, very easy, you know, quick realization. 所以呢，我们就把这个东西呢，就依止恩惠主，我们就要把它叫做道之根，如果我们有这个虔诚依止恩惠主这种心念的话呢，我们可以很容易改变我们的心念，我们的心态，所以就马上很快速的，我们就可以得到了快乐，如果我们真的有这种依止恩惠主这种心念心力的话，它越强的话呢，我们就越容易改变心态，我们就越容易得到正悟，越容易得到善见，等等。 So like that, you look at the life story of Milarepa and Marpa, all like that, you know, all based on Guru devotion. You know, Milarepa has so much devotion to the Marpa. Even he didn't give teaching for many years, you know. He just, Marpa gives so much job, you know, to receive the teaching. Before that, he gives so much hardship, you know, building this seven or, I don't know, nine-story building by himself, you know. I mean, you know the life history of Milarepa, then you know that.
像其中在藏传佛教里面，依止上师或者恩惠主，这个恩惠主可以是你外在上师，一个是内在的。这个依止上师得成就，在藏传佛教里面的例子很多很多。其中呢最出名的就是密勒日巴，还有马尔巴。不知道你们有没有听过他的故事？密勒日巴传，这个密勒日巴他是很。 他对他的上师就是马尔巴，他是有非常100%的虔诚的依止心的，所以呢，这个他去求法的时候呢，这马尔巴没有马上教他，所以呢，他就教他哦，他就去试验他，然后让他呢，让他吃了很多苦头，比如说要他一个人呢自己从山下背石头背到山上呢。 然后建了一个9层高的那个建筑物，就由他一个人来建，不可以有任何人帮。建完了，他把它拆掉，再建很多次。到最后呢，他才把法传给他。Okay,
That's all for today. So next, I'll talk touch on the topic how to purify the negative karma. So we'll talk next class.
所以今天就讲到这里，然后下星期呢，我们就先讲除忏哦，忏悔法门，啊，所以今天结束的时候，请不要收拾，因为等一下呢，我们有Guru Puja，我们有上师会供，所以你们可以把这些东西摆在这里，只需要收拾这个法本就可以了。
OK，
所以我们下个星期继续。现在呢，我们做回向，回向是这个法本。第32页 ，page 32。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。